cheap furniture. If I were furniture, joining the fray of the house, exciting a squeak here and there as things are sat onto me, running a soft scarf across my back, I'm an island on the floor for clean things, a place to think, humans milling, moving from one place to sit to another. If I were a trinket placed at a scene, inviting, unused, unassumed, and voiceless. I was told our house wasn't the only one robbed that night, that it was among a string of robberies happening across town for the past few months. They took her ashes. They were in this ornate box collecting dust. It was an offbeat kind of feeling to know they had her. It's numberless and disquieting in the anxious sort of way, tickling the back of your mind. So much so that sometimes I close my eyes and still see it. In the long term, I got over it. I hazard to think about her body sometimes, though. She was fat, and in that way that humans so like to gesture at hurting cute things, squishing them, the violent, seething, toothy way, a reaction from the pit of your stomach. I remember that feeling sometimes, with giggling between teeth and cute blushes from pressing. It's possessive, this lovingly abusive memory, and tender and warm. Of course, the furniture was all there. The hardwood surfaces, the wobbly table and creaky couch, the bed with the sharp spring poking out, all present, waiting. My books were there, but the tacky costume jewelry gone. The TV was gone. The ring my father gave his girlfriend before he died, which she gave to me, I was thankful to not keep anymore. But Leah was gone, too. Her ashes were kept in a safe place lest they fall, out of reach and out of sight atop a tall dresser. I don't know how they found it. I understood why. At times I imagined her and squeezed my fist like I was holding her again. It's violent the way I want her, sort of obscene in a way I can't share, the way meat falls over bone swallowed by supple skin. Thick layers of flaps and velvet materials hung over the body's furniture. All that ash now and swiftly stolen. It's enough to make me laugh that I didn't want the damn thing anyways. Its ornate box in the shape of a mocking red heart. It's like a festering blister now, something to poke at, infect with my loneliness, and later feel guilty about forgetting and let heal. I'd poke the idea until I'd fold into myself, ooze tears out and onto my body, and make noises like I was grieving. But grieving feels pricey. Who has time for it anyways?